let's talk a little bit more about business strategies.
Aggregator Strategy says, we do it all. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, sewer digging, septic systems, roofing, chimney sweeping, gutter cleaning, power washing, dog walking, and we'll even make you a cheeseburger if you can find $7. The aggregator business model is all about acquiring the customer, then selling that acquired customer ever more products and services. Specialist Strategy says, we do only one thing, and that's why we are the best at it. And then there are those people who decide they are going to put together a loose confederation of specialists who will band together and share, quote, acquired customers, like an aggregator. I've met at least a dozen people who have had this idea during the past 30 years, and I can tell you two things about them.
One.
Every one of them thought that no one had ever had that idea before.
Two.
None of them was able to put it together. And as long as business owners are guided by self-interest, I doubt that anyone ever will.
Business strategy evolution.
One.
We begin with department stores.
Two.
Which evolve into specialists that sell only toys, or only computers, or only purses, or only engagement rings.
Three.
Then the specialists become category killers with vast inventories and the promise of one-stop shopping.
Four.
Then we look for a more curated inventory selection, like Restoration Hardware or Costco.
We're still talking about business strategies.
Everyone in America hated car dealers. So General Motors created a new car company called Saturn. Their ads said,
a different kind of company, a different kind of car, a different kind of purchase experience.
They promised,
all Saturns without exception will be sold for the sticker price.
The plan was to let people know they no longer had to arm wrestle, haggle with, or be handled by an asshole car salesman to get the best price on a new car. This worked great until someone convinced a Saturn dealer to lower the price on a Saturn. Bingo, bango, bongo. Saturn was now hated by every person in America because Saturn promised not to lie to them or manipulate them. But then Saturn betrayed them.
No bartering, no bargaining, no blustery backroom brainstorming.
I've had problems with salesmen raising up the rates because I am a woman,
Sharon Armstrong said.
I can come here and see the prices, whatever it says on the door.
They can clearly make their own decision based on the facts and not changing numbers,
said a Saturn of Indianapolis employee.
Our numbers never change.
Saturn collapsed in 2010, and General Motors has been struggling ever since. A few years ago, Mike Slover grew a client by a wonderful amount, but the client said,
I've decided I'm not giving you a raise by the same percentage we grew last year. I think I'm paying you enough already.
Mike really needed the money at that time, so Ray Segern stepped in and said,
call that guy right now and fire him. I'll pay you that amount every month to do some work for me until you can replace that jackass with a new client.
It is important for each of us to protect the reputation of the Wizard of Ads by not negotiating our annual increases.
A few years later, Ryan Chute and some partners had grown three air conditioning companies by such remarkable percentages that those companies were collectively paying the team more than $100,000 a month. All three companies were then acquired by a private equity group. Ryan's teams kept growing those companies. A couple of years later, that private equity group acknowledged Ryan's companies were significantly outperforming all the other air conditioning companies they had acquired. But they insisted that Ryan and his teams reduce their fees or give our Wizard of Ads magic to some of their other companies at no charge. Ryan and his team walked away.
Thank you, Mike Slover. Thank you, Ray Segern. Thank you, Ryan Chute, and all the other partners who have protected the reputation of the Wizard of Ads by not negotiating our annual increases.
Any Wizard of Ads partner who accepts a lower increase than what they earned is not only screwing themselves, but all the other partners as well. Those Saturn dealers who negotiated the price of a new Saturn didn't just destroy their own integrity, but that of every other Saturn dealer.
Now let's look at another example of the power of symbolic thought.
Daniel Whittington, Chancellor of Wizard Academy, was helping a major donor put together a marketing plan for their whiskey brand. Daniel uncovered the perfect message, but there appeared to be no way to deliver it. The totality of the company's ad budget was spent sending a team of committed people from city to city to visit every bar in town. 2. 1. Tell the story of the distillery to anyone who would listen.
2.
Establish new points of distribution.
3.
Win lots of new fans to the brand. Daniel took inventory of what he had to work with, then realized,
when I was touring with my band for 19 years, those are the same marketing assets we had available to us. 1. A team of committed people. 2. Make ourselves known to all the venues in town. 3. Tell our story and win new converts.
Points of distribution.
And 4. Build year after year upon what we had established in each of those towns.
Armed with this metaphor, Daniel was able to dramatically elevate the expansion of that whiskey brand. And remember, a metaphor is a type of symbolic thought because it uses one thing as a symbol for another.
By the way, did you notice the pattern? Did you notice the shape of the problem that Daniel solved?
Those are the same marketing assets and principles used by every organization with a committed group of people and a story to tell. It's proven strategy. It's exactly how Jesus built the Church Universal. It was copied by Amway and Mary Kay, Tupperware and Herbalife, Avon and Nu Skin, and every other multi-level organization the world has ever known. Will it work for a whiskey brand? Of course it will.
Are you struggling with strategy? Let's fix that.
I can't give you a numbered, easy-to-follow series of steps for creating winning strategies. But if I could, it would be these.
1.
Look and see.
Take note of the distinctive market positions and other structural elements used by businesses, organizations, TV shows, and influencers who came from nowhere to become leaders in their categories. Notice the fundamental elements of each business strategy. Look at how the elements are connected. You will see familiar patterns, using similar bits and pieces, the same ideas repeating themselves, in businesses that, on the surface, seem to have nothing in common. The more familiar you become with these repeating, defining characteristics, the quicker you will recognize the strategies you can employ for clients who have similar sets of characteristics. Half of your brain, the right hemisphere, is built for exactly this type of pattern recognition. Use it. There are no unique strategies.
You will never finish step one.
You will be noticing patterns of business strategies and marketing strategies for the rest of your life. When you have been mentally cataloging the elements of remarkable strategies for a while, you will begin to see that strategy characteristics are really just a modified type of character diamond.
2.
Listen, laugh, and learn.
Ask questions that lead your client to start telling stories they think don't matter. Stories about growing up, going to college, being in the military, falling in love, having children, going to jail, attempting suicide, whatever. Listen for the things that surprise you. Remarkable things. Laughter is magical. Memories of sorrow are insightful. Mealtimes are unguarded moments. You will learn the most when your client thinks,
"We're not working right now. We're just getting to know each other."
These are the moments when you will discover gold. Do you see why it is so vitally important for the lead partner and the writer to travel to the client's marketplace and spend meaningful amounts of time with the client?
3.
Do what you can with what you have where you are.
Don't wish for what you don't have. Focus on what you do have and use it to accomplish maximum results. When talking with your clients, occasionally ask questions that might send them off on a rabbit trail of memory or opinion or passion. Listen for interesting things, story elements that are memorable and remarkable.